Chapter 151, Supplication to be Made Soon After Person's Death. 919. Umm Salama radiyallahu anha reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, visited Abu Salama radiyallahu anhu when his eyes were opened soon after he died. He closed them, the eyes for him, and said, 'When the soul is taken away, the sight follows it.' Some members of his family began to weep. He, peace be upon him, said, 'Do not supplicate for yourselves anything but good, for the angels say Ameen to what you say.' Then he, peace be upon him, said, 'O Allah, forgive Abu Salama, raise his rank among those who are rightly guided, and grant him a successor from his descendants who remain behind. Grant him pardon and us too, O Rabb of the worlds. Make his grave spacious for him and give him light in it.'" Muslim. Commentary. When the soul leaves the body, the eyes remain open as if gazing at it. So, the eyes of the dead body should be closed. Secondly, one should avoid uttering any imprecation on such occasions as the angels present on the occasion say Ameen to it. Thirdly, the Prophet's example requires the pious persons to visit a bereaved family. Condoling them, they should invoke supplication and blessing for the departed soul. Besides, they should pray to Allah to bless the bereaved with both spiritual and material gains and multiple goodness. Supplication, as other ahadith also tells us, is beneficial to the dead person. Condolence and supplication is undoubtedly a confirmed practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him. We are supposed to follow only what the Prophet, peace be upon him, did on such occasions, that is to say, to pray for both the departed soul and the bereaved family. This is not confirmed if in any mourning session the Prophet, peace be upon him, ever prayed by raising his hands. But in view of the accepted mode of praying, to raise hands is also allowable.